You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, dinosaurs finally knocked Tom Cruise off the throne. The new Jurassic Park movie opened with $143 million in domestic ticket sales. Mm-hmm. Around the world, Jer, it was close to $400 million. Now, critics are saying it's not very good, but audiences are still flocking to see it. And here's what makes me laugh about this whole Jurassic Park thing. The producers are claiming that this will be the last Jurassic movie. But the franchise has made about $5 billion.
Yeah.
So who the hell are they trying to kid? No. We couldn't possibly
make another billion dollars. Yeah.
I mean, come on. I've been talking for a while about how Gretchen and I sleep in separate rooms, and it's the best sleep we've ever had, which is why this is weird. There's a story out today. It's a study, university study, that found adults tend to sleep better together than they do apart. Now, you have told me when either you or Nicole sleeps in the guest room or on the couch that you both sleep much better.
Yes, I can starfish it there in the bed, and it feels pretty good. But I do miss her.
Aww.
I do.
People who sleep in the same bed with a significant other have less stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, they say this does not hold true with your kids coming and climbing in bed with you.
Oh, no.
That makes
they give you all the stress,
sleep.
Depression, and,
yes.
and anxiety.
Yeah,
so,
they boost it. Yeah.
Not to mention they flail a lot. My gosh, if I ever have to crawl in bed with one of the kids, they're elbowing me and kicking me and laying across me, and it's bad sleep.
you kick them back out,
right?
So yeah, they're saying adults sleep better together than they do alone, but that at least explains why all the guys working at the sports station next door have bags under their eyes.
But bam! Yeah,
figure that out. I had to get that shot in. Do you keep your phone on ring? Do you keep it on vibrate? Or do you shut it all the way off to silent?
I'm silent.
I'm vibrate. Mm. I just don't like the sound of ringing phones. Where was I over the weekend where his phone kept ringing for somebody? It was just obnoxious as hell. Anyway. They went out and polled people. They say, which of those three do you do? Are you loud, vibrate, or silent? 43% of people keep their sound on. Yes, I know, because they're always around me. 27% are like me that's on vibrate. And Jeremy, 25% are like you that keep it on silent.
Well, there you go. Mostly, too, because I have the watch. So if I get any sort of message or notification, I get the dik dik right on my wrist. It goes dik dik. Just kind of nudges me. Dik dik.
And then there's the 3% that we love so dearly who said, I don't know which I keep it on.
What's a phone?
Favorite story of the day. Well, actually, it's the second favorite story of the day. My favorite story of the day I'm saving for later because it is custom made for a goodbye story. But my second favorite story of the day, it comes out of Massachusetts. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority is trying to figure out how to deal with public urination in elevators. So apparently a lot of people are going into the elevators and whizzing. Mm-hmm. So what they've come up with are these things, Jeremy, called urine detection sensors.
All right.
They're putting those in the elevator. And if they go, this sounds like a story out of The Onion. If these urine detection sensors go off, they will alert the transit ambassadors, as they're called, who can then dispatch a cleaning crew.
So, I'm sure they're loving that.
So like, they can't stop people from peeing in elevators, but they at least can send someone out to clean it up.
Right. So they like it when they get the little doot doot on their watch and got a urination situation in car number 4.
What are you people in Massachusetts doing?
That's got to be a fetish thing or something, don't you think? That's you get off on doing that.
Or a lot of drunkenness. You know, they're leaving a Red Sox game or something.
Oh, maybe. I guess.
What else is trending?
The biggest celebrity trending news of the weekend is Justin Bieber.
This is weird.
This is so weird. I follow him on Instagram, and I didn't know what was going on, and I saw the video of this, and I was like, what is up with his face? I guess he had to cancel some shows last week, and now we know why. On Friday, he posted an Instagram video revealing that the right side of his face is paralyzed, suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox. And I guess it attacks the facial nerve near the ear, so he can't blink his right eye, move his right nostril, or smile with the right side of his mouth. And his, you know, his eye was just like he was talking and moving his eyes, and one was moving and one wasn't. It was just, I feel bad for the guy because it is so darn creepy looking. Here's him.
You can't blink, right?
You can't. And then his eye wasn't moving properly either. I don't know. Here's 24 seconds of Justin talking about it.
I have Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. It is from this virus and has caused my face to have paralysis. This is pretty serious. Obviously, my body's telling me I got to slow down. I'm doing all these facial exercises to get my face back to normal. It will go back to normal, and we don't know how much time that's going to be, but it's going to be okay.
You know when he's sick, he's got that sexy Bieber voice, doesn't he?
I had a buddy that I worked with in radio. He was on the radio here in Denver for many years, Michael Moon, and he was afflicted one time with something called Bell's palsy. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing, where half of his face was just
drooping. That's horrible.
Yeah, but his, I can't remember how it wore off, but it was like 2 weeks or something.
I don't want it. I don't want this.
I don't want that.
I know. I feel bad for Bieber. He does sound pretty miserable, actually, in that audio. So
I'm going to play some Bieber after this trending report to kind of cheer him up, all right?
All right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is in trending this morning. He is not worried about inflation at all. Forbes, the fine nosy people at Forbes, now estimating that Woods' net worth is at least $1 billion, which would make him one of only three athlete billionaires in the world. It's him, Michael Jordan, and LeBron James, who I believe just crossed over the billion mark like last week or something. They're also reporting that less than 10% of his net worth comes from his earnings on the golf course. Everything else, endorsements, endorsements, endorsements.
You bet.
Nike, TaylorMade, Gatorade, Monster Energy. He had Buick, right? Was before he rolled it. he's also invested in Popstroke, which is a luxury mini golf organization. Ooh, luxury mini golf.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, me either.
And I would play mini golf
if it was classy,
a luxury
if they
version.
Handed you some champagne and a warm towel afterwards.
Fancy ass mini golf. Come on.
Yeah, I know. They say he's,
that's what they should have called it.
The past 12 months, he's made $68 million off the course. $68 million bucks, just, you know, saying, hey, I love Nike shoes. They're great. Man, what a punk. That's crazy money. Well, good for him. Good for Tiger. He's earned it. Post Malone is in trending this morning. If you look at Post Malone, you know he's known for the tats, especially the ones all over his face. And he always has a cigarette in his hand. And now we know how many cigarettes he smokes. He was doing an interview for some podcast, and he says he smokes about 40 to 45 cigarettes a day.
Holy crap.
And the most he smoked is about 80 a day. 80. How is he still alive? Thanks.
Well, he won't be a whole lot longer.
He won't be. Oh, my gosh, man. He says that smoking has messed up his voice. He isn't worried about it, though, because Johnny Cash smoked his whole life, and he sounded cool. Oh, no, buddy. Like, don't you kind of want to see a picture of his lungs just to see, like, what's going on? Ugh, and he's young still, you know?
Tar inside his
lungs. I know.
Lungs.
National average for gas hit $5 a gallon on Saturday, if you all are into that. And then this new report. The cost of rent across the entire country has risen above $2,000 for the first time in history. 15% increase from last year. That's the average. $2,000 a month. And you know that's got to be like a little dinky one bedroom.
Yeah, we got
one
a
bath.
Pretty good laugh a few weeks ago. We were talking with my stepdaughter about her moving out and renting a place. And to hear her speculate on what she would be paying for rent was quite
gosh.
Funny.
Yeah. I wonder what rent prices in Denver are going for right now. They've got to be easily.
Google it.
Google it, maybe. Or if anyone's listening and you're renting, text us right now at 303-691-1649. Our little text line is open. If you're paying rent in Denver, how much are you paying? What are you getting for that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
average
that's
rent
a lot.
In Denver. Right now, this is as of February, average rent for 842 square feet.
Oh my gosh.
Was just under $1,900. So I'm sure it is 2,000 by now.
Oh yeah, it
that
has
was
to be.
4 months ago.
All the housing shortages and everything. My God, man. My goodness. Crazy. How are people doing it? The latest shortfall because of everything that's going on is the Sriracha hot sauce. The company that makes it told customers that they're probably not going to be able to meet demand this year because of the supply of chili peppers has been tightening due to supply chain issues, poor weather conditions in Mexico. And yeah, so if you're a fan of Sriracha, you know, you're not going to be able to get it. I'm more of a Tabasco guy. Do you like spicy hot sauce, Tom?
I do. I like Frank's Red Hot, and Sriracha.
I'm a fan of the green Tabasco. I put that on everything. I use it as eye drops, even if my eyes are dry. Okay. Put a little dab in there. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a weird one, kind of a gross one. A couple weeks ago, a truck with bad brakes crashed and spilled 15,000 pounds of hot dog filler all over the road in Pennsylvania. Maybe you're wondering, what does hot dog filler look like? Well, it's gross.
You can see it.
You can see it on our Facebook page. Just search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.